to the first state where advocates say Delaware officials aren't doing enough to combat childhood lead poisoning. WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
Advocates on a panel about childhood lead poisoning say there's more the state could do to protect students. Elevated levels of lead in a child's blood can lead to cognitive and behavioral delays. LaVeda Owens-White with the NAACP says one of her relatives was damaged by lead as a child in a rundown rental unit.
Seeing the difficulties that he had in school, particularly being affected by the lead poisoning, has been devastating not only for the child, but for the whole family.
Dangerous levels of lead have been found in Delaware schools and in older housing. Much of the contaminated housing is rental properties. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.